Frank?
Yeah, I wrote just a couple things on. Let me see. I think if there was the idea of the plan that got laid out by Netta or whoever, you know, how it got formulated, that should have been maybe could have saved some trouble. I feel if that it was presented to the board saying this is what we're thinking about doing. Netta recommends no staff evaluation. Netta recommends no staff and LSB connected evaluation. Then we could ask questions like, would there be a separate staff evaluation? And then you could have said maybe that Netta recommends not having a staff evaluation. When then I could have said, like, I think that's crazy. We should have a staff evaluation because they're mostly affected by management. So I think to save trouble for the future, the task force or the people organizing the survey should bring their final idea or maybe a plan A, plan B, you know, and report it, the ideas from Netta to us, the board. And then we could have like either a vote or at least have input. And, because I would feel the staff evaluation was important. And I could tell you right now, as also a staff person, that if I went to the station and said that they're doing a GM evaluation and they're not going to ask the staff, there'd be an uproar. So I think we need to consider those things because staff should be included in evaluating the manager. And I think staff would like to be included in evaluating the manager, regardless of what Netta says. They're not the bottom line. And if I remember last time, I was there, we did an evaluation of Quincy. It ended up, to be a positive evaluation. Staff was involved. There was a process. I think if there was a collective for a show, I think they got one vote as a collective. So, there's more than one way to do it. And I think it should have at least been discussed with the board because, I feel strongly that the staff would like to be included.
So, point of clarification and order, we're not in opposition to a staff evaluation, and I did not say that either. I said Netta said they had to be conducted separately, and they're referenced because they're paid for by the Pacifica National Foundation to keep us from getting extremely expensive lawsuits and make sure we follow the proper way to do evaluations. So, with that. The task force can discuss a staff evaluation. I'm not opposed, personally. I don't think a lot of us are opposed. We just need to do them separately, is what Netta told us. And the next person it was Carol next, and then James McFadden. Carol?
Thank you. I just want to say that it's problematic to try and have a confidential, which is the word that the PMB used, evaluation of staff. There are serious issues of conflict of interest. And if you have like what staff member, how can we guarantee that staff members are not talking with other staff members and board staff members talking with other staff members about the GM evaluation? Then you have issues of liability and confidentiality. These are complex processes, and one of the reasons that we have tried to have people who are legally knowledgeable to be able to support us in this process and not to disparage understanding of labor law, because it's actually quite important when you're in situations setting up a collective of over 250 people to be doing an evaluation. We are wanting to set this up in a way that's workable, and I appreciate the people who have come forward to support this and to try and work it through. Thank you.
Thank you. James McFadden is next.
First, I'd like to let's just clarify something. Netta does not control the evaluation process. We decide on the evaluation process. They're hired consultants, and they can give us advice, and we can take that advice or not, but it's up for us to decide. There's a process here for deciding how this committee is going to be set up and who will be on it. And it appears, I don't know whether it's true or not, but it really appears that a group of you, UIR, have decided amongst themselves who would be on the evaluation committee. There was no discussion the way we would just select members of the PNB or the members of any other committee. There was no process here. You came with a motion that already had who you guys thought would be the proper people that would give the answer you want. So there's no process for people to volunteer. There's no process to decide how many would serve on this committee. There's no process for deciding which individuals would serve. And we have a ranked choice mechanism for selecting members of PNB and committees. And why are we not using that? You know, why is that process not being followed? It seems to me that you're just kind of bullying this through so you can get the answer that you want.
Marilyn?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I share James' concerns about not having a process whereby LSB members are invited to volunteer for the committee and sign up for nominations, and then we vote on all the people that have either been nominated or self-nominated. I think that would be preferable. In terms of the staff participation, you know, I look at this, first of all, we are tasked by the bylaws with evaluating the general manager. That's something we're supposed to do. And in order to do a really thorough and good job of that, I think we need to get all the information we can. And I view it too as a constructive process. What we're trying to do is assess how well things are going or how well he's doing and how things might get better. And so in order to do that, it's very limiting if the only data we get are input from other LSB members and the basis of a survey. I think just having it's, and these are not, this is input. It's not votes from staff getting confidential input. It's just staff members telling us their take on how, what their experience has been. And we can use that information to, again, assess what has been working really well. What are some areas that need improvement? It seems to me like a no-brainer that we should get as much information as we can, handle it very sensitively, of course, and then, of course, discuss it with him and the process and the appropriate time and come up with a recommendation. We want to have it be the best possible, the fairest possible, and with the outcome being as constructive and as positive as we can. And if we're missing a lot of the good ideas of our programmers, that's just making it not, you know, like an incomplete evaluation in my opinion. So I would really thank NEDA for their advice, but I would say no, this is our job. So we should collect information from, and if there are any other relevant people that we think we should collect feedback from, we should do that as well.
Thank you. Just to clarify again, NEDA didn't say not to do staff. We could still do that. So they said not to combine it, which another station complied with, and the PNB was fine with that, and that's been a month ago or so. So we're not operating outside of what has been accepted by the PNB at this point. I think that Carol was
Christina,
next.
Could I ask a clarifying question about that? So yes. What I'm thinking is, sure, it's two separate surveys, maybe one survey for the LSB and one survey for the staff, but I think we as the LSB who are responsible for doing the evaluation should have access to all the data that's collected from both surveys. Is that
okay?
Is that,
yeah, that's right. I agree with you, Marilyn.
Okay, fine. Thank you. That's what I was.
Sure. Yeah, we're in agreement there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I think Carol was next and then Janine. Carol?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that the Pacifica executive director advised us that we should not have a committee, that instead, we proposed a task force and working with NEDA, which has a human resource division. Now, we are responsible for doing the evaluation, but we need support for that. And I think it's important to have the support so that there were some serious problems with the information that was already submitted. People submitted answers that were not related to the questions. There were conflicts of interest. There were and there have been numerous violations of confidentiality. So these are challenging situations, and we want to have people who have experience in labor law or human resource development on the task force, and that we have people who also have experience with human resource management. So I would like to go back to Tim's motion, and for us to be able to vote on Tim's motion. And if Tim would read it again.
Is Tim on the stack, or what happened with that? I'm not understanding. Is Tim on the stack? Did he raise his hand?
Janine is next, and then she's asked for the motion to be read again.
Can you raise his hand and be in line?
Well, Tim could be in line on the stack. I'm just wanting to get back to the motion.
Okay. Look, Janine is next. So let's let Janine speak, and then we'll move forward.
In terms of the emails, or feeling like the emails were attacked or attacks, I feel like we can set boundaries around that. I don't think that it's appropriate to ignore them, basically because of possibly feeling attacked. And in terms of evaluations, lots of other companies do evaluations, so I'm not clear on the not letting, like, people not being able to discuss, and who knows who discussed what. I'm not understanding that point. And as far as it not being a nefarious intentions, I brought up one issue that I had with the general manager in January, and was told to keep it quiet because KPFA needs to be financially secure. And if you bring that up, that may be a problem. I was told that by two board members, one who happened to be on the task force. So in terms of being told to be kept quiet because we need to have KPFA be in a certain financial position, that's why we can't discuss any issues that we have with the general manager. That personally, I'm very clear that the issues of there needs to be people on there who have HR experience, that's not the only issue there. It is, for lack of a better word, like corrupt in the sense that people who want to see it go a certain way want to control the process. And I've seen it, especially in comments that I've had that have been immediately jumped on, where other people have had comments that have had no response to it. So I'm not sure why Netta is included. I don't think that has to be the be all end all of anything. But again, I was told by two board members not to bring it up specifically because it might jeopardize us financially. And again, on the email, we can try to find a way to do that, but we have to have a system to communicate with one another.
I would comment that we did have an executive session scheduled, so we could go into detail on these items. But obviously, we can't get to that today because we had to move on the most pressing issues. So we can go into executive session next time and go in depth to describe exactly what Janine's questions are about. And I understand that there's some confusion, but we'll have to do that at our next meeting. Philip, you're next.
You know, I am a staff representative on the board, and I, of course, was on the unpaid staff for a long time, then the paid staff for an even longer time, and now the last 10 years on the unpaid staff. In any case, as a staff member, I would not trust this local board to do a survey of the opinions of the staff. This board is not tasked with that responsibility, much less I don't think they're competent. I don't think we are competent to conduct such a survey. And so consequently, we have two organizations, one called the Union, Communication Workers of America, and the other is called the Unpaid Staff Organization. And so consequently, these are the people that should be given their opportunity to conduct a survey on the manager. They are organizations, they're adults, they can do their own surveys and come up with their own conclusions. And as Marilyn said, we should have access to their results. So I think all of this is sort of a red herring that somehow the board is excluding the staff. The staff doesn't give a bleep about the board. They have their own opinions and let them actually tabulate them. As far as going ahead with the task force, please, let's just cut to the chase. Let's actually go into executive session, which is too late to do this time, but next time. And then we can have the full discussion, which Janine is bringing up, what everybody is bringing up can happen in executive session.
Thank you, Philip. Darlene is next.
So I've mentioned a few times, but I don't know if anybody remembers, but where I wound up my career before retirement was as human resource manager, management in nonprofits. Thank you. And here's the thing. The California law doesn't care how democratic or ultra democratic your organization is. There are laws protecting workers, whether they're management level or not. They are protected by the law, and you can't say that your ideology supersedes the law. Now, I've been holding on to that, so therefore it came out with a great deal of force. I hope I'm going to just take a deep breath so I can move on from that. A review, first of all, a major, major area of litigation has to do with the reputation of the worker. If anything happens that worker holds as detrimental to their reputation, litigation can and will ensue. So it's very, when this issue of us conducting performance reviews, now let's also be very specific, we're talking about performance reviews. We are only tasked with the general manager and the program director. The other thing about that is that normally, you can talk about whether normal pertains to KPFA. Normally, the review is conducted with the people to whom that person reports. The people who are on the same work level, status, whatever you're calling it, degree in the workplace, and the people who are direct reports to that worker. Those are the people you open up this sensitive issue of. Okay, I'll leave it.
Thank you, Darlene. Daniel is next. Daniel?
I'm muting here. Okay, yes. Well, first, I want to thank what Janine just said. I kind of echo that. When I understand you were saying that this was that our emails were perceived as hostile, it seems that anytime anybody brings up anything that's a criticism, that's viewed as hostile and can be ignored. It's viewed as shouting or discourtesy, and that's simply an overly defensive way to handle criticism. Criticism can be very useful at times. That's what I want to say. I feel that our criticism, but I also want to say criticism in general can be useful. Thank you.
Thank you, Christine.
Yes, just want to also echo what Janine and James were saying, that for this task, which is very important, which is to evaluate the general manager, I really don't understand, and actually I'm shocked that the motion that team was bringing forward could replace an actual thorough process of choosing who we want to place on the task force. chosen by all the members on the LSB. This is, we all have, you know, to evaluate the general manager. So we should all be involved. And I really don't understand why a motion with specific members, actually very specific members on the LSB, would be chosen to be on that task force. And we don't get a chance to volunteer for that task force. So I don't think this is democratic, and it's actually unfair.
Well, people will be allowed to vote on it up or down. So Tim is next. Tim?
So I selected people that I thought had experience with HR, with legal things, and would be best to make sure that we don't break the law, that we don't open ourselves up to lawsuits, and that they have experience in these kinds of professional evaluations.
We should be discussing that.
No, but this is not a back and forth. Go ahead.
So that's why those names are there.
Thank you. And Sabrina? Aki, did you want to be on stack?
Yeah, I'll put my hand up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did not see. I'm sorry. Aki, you go next. And then Sabrina was after that.
Okay. I'm just a little confused because Christine was saying that this task force is going to evaluate the general manager. The task force was supposed to make sure that the evaluation process meets the criteria. So I'm sort of confused as to why Christine thinks we're going to be evaluating the general manager.
Thank you. That's a great clarification. It's very important. And it's why the people were chosen here. Sabrina, you're next.
Yeah, hi. Sorry about that. I thought I was next. I apologize, Aki. Yeah, just wanted to clear up Netta's involvement. They are a nonprofit organization that was brought into, they do accounting as well as human resources. And they were brought in to do our accounting when we lost our CFO. And they also do human resources, and they've been brought in to man the human resources at national level. So that's why they're there, just to clear that up, folks understand it. I don't understand. I feel like this whole meeting has been completely pointless, especially in regards to the motion that was passed by the PMB that was spurred by the letter that was written by the 9 LSB members from our LSB, now 8 LSB members. It's just been one big long argument, and we've gotten absolutely nothing done. So I hope that the folks that are on the PMB that voted yes for that particular motion that went through on Thursday are watching this process now, because we're pretty much at a stalemate. So there you go. Congratulations. Thank you.
Janine?
I just wanted to echo what Christine was saying about having a conversation about who would be on the task force, and also to clarify in terms of I don't think that Christine was saying that the task force would be doing the evaluation, but that they would be supervising the evaluation. And I'm just very appreciative of the vote and being able to have a voice heard, because that was the other thing I wanted to say in terms of the emails. If it would be nice if we had some type of email protocol, so that if there is some type of offensive language, we can have rules around that and create a systems for how we communicate, rather than ignoring them, or rather than especially as leaders, I don't think that leaders have the luxury of ignoring emails, because when people don't feel heard, this is the result. Thank you.
Again, we could have discussed that in executive session, and we will at the next meeting. Andrea? Oh, no, I think it was Sharon next, and then Andrea.
Oh, okay, yes. I would like to call the question so we can vote before the end of the meeting.
Okay. Yeah, we're getting pretty close.
So call the question on the agenda.
And yes. So do I have a motion to call the question?
Okay, that's a motion to call the question.
Thank you. And do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? Well, we're calling the question. It's not discussion. I'm getting tired, guys. It's like, I think we wore out the public comment people. Okay, so we're voting on calling the question, which requires a 2/3 vote. Carol, would you take a roll call vote, please?
Point of clarification. I'm just wondering, where is the statement that says exactly what the task force is tasked to do? I mean, we're forming a task force, but I'm not even sure what the task force is going to be doing exactly.
You already mentioned.
All the motion says is that we're going to make a task force.
Yeah, the task force will
Where's the statement of the task force job?
I can answer that. The task force will be following the guidance from the professionals, HR, NEDA, and to get the survey, so we will not get sued, so it will be unbiased, so it will be objective. One of the critical elements is that any kind of survey has to be objective, and basically getting the template for it from them as we did. We're not making this up because of the legal possible ramifications. So the task force is responsible for following guidance from the professionals. And that's what it's for. So would you call roll call, please, Carol? Carol, are you there?
I was muted. This is just about calling the question. Sharon Adams.
It requires a 2/3 vote.
Sharon Adams.
Yes, I vote yes to call the question.
Marilyn Langua.
No.
Daniel Borgstrom.
No.
Christine Pepin.
No.
Chris Corey. Chris Corey?
Yes, sorry. Trying to unmute.
It's okay.
Okay. Shira Dedman? We'll come back to Shira. Don Goldmacher?
Yes.
Don, yes. Christina Huggins?
Yes.
James McFadden. Oh, Lily Kimura?
Yes.
James McFadden?
No.
Aki Tanaka?
Yes.
Aki Tanaka, yes. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Tom Voorhees?
No.
No. Carol Wolfley, yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Darlene Pagano?
Yes.
Darlene, yes. Tim Lynch?
Yes.
Tim Lynch, yes. Frank Sterling?
I'll abstain.
Frank abstain. Janine Utter?
Abstain.
Janine abstain. Philip Muldery?
Yes.
Mantra Plansi?
Abstain.
Okay. Jose, do you have a tally?
Yes. I have 12 yeses, 5 noes, 3 abstain.
Point of or information or something, how does it work? Does an abstention count towards the 2/3, or are they just put to the sides and then we get the 2/3 of the yes or the no? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We know exactly what you mean, Tim, and don't know the answer.
But we still wouldn't have 2/3 if we did that, I believe.
Yeah, we don't have 2/3.
Yeah, so
if you have 2/3 of those voting,
so just
or
keep
2/3
talking.
Of quorum.
Okay.
No, it's 2/3 of the vote, so yeah. It would have to be 15. Yes.
Okay, so the discussion continues.
Okay.
That's not my understanding, I'm sorry to say.
Go, Chris, tell us what your understanding is.
My understanding is yays and nays are the ones that count. Abstention is a non-vote.
So 12 yes, 5 no, it fails, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Thanks for clarifying that, though, Chris. That's good to know.
Thank you.
Hold on. 12 out of – how many no's were there? What information?
5.
12 versus 5 is two-thirds of those votes.
Correct.
It's two-thirds.
That is two-thirds.
It's
two-thirds. Oh, it is two-thirds. Well, the question's been called.
Take a vote.
Okay.
Too hard to do math. This is really sad. It's like, okay.
So two-thirds of the board or two-thirds of the people who are voting?
That's what Chris said. Two-thirds of the voting.
He said the abstentions are not counted is what he said.
Exactly.
So we have two-thirds. So the question's been called and it's passed. So now we're voting on the motion itself. All those, but I think we should take a roll call vote for the passing the motion. Would you call roll call?
Sharon Adams?
Hold on. You should always state what we're voting on before you start that.
Voting on the motion that was proposed by Tim that he read before.
Okay. And I just put the motion back in the chat.
Thank you.
Thank you, Darlene. I appreciate that. And I appreciate your expertise.
Karen Adams.
Why don't you state it out loud?
So,
Karen Adams.
Information.
Yes?
Yes, we're out of time. It's 3 o'clock.
It's not 3 o'clock.
57.
Go ahead.
Sharon, Sharon Adams, yes.
Yes.
Marilyn Lisa.
No.
Marilyn, no. Daniel Borgstrom. Welcome back.
No.
Daniel, no. Christine Pepin.
No.
Christine, no. Chris Corey.
Yes.
Chris Corey, yes. Shira Dedman. I'll come back. Donald Goldmacher.
Yes.
Don, yes. Christina Huggins.
Yes.
Yeah, Christina, yes. Lily Kimura.
Yes.
Lily, yes. James McFadden. I'll come back. Aki Tanaka. Aki Tanaka.
Yes.
Aki, yes. Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Andrea, yes. Tom Borges.
No.
Tom, no. Carol Wolfley, yes. Sabrina Jacobs.
Yes.
Sabrina, yes. Darlene Pagano.
Yes.
Darlene, yes. Tim Lynch.
Yes.
Tim Lynch, yes. Frank Sterling.
Epstein.
No.
No. Janine Utter.
Did somebody just speak for Frank?
Janine Utter.
Let's clarify that. Frank, did you say no?
I said no.
He said no. Go ahead.
Janine Utter?
No.
Janine, no. Philip Muldari?
Yes.
Philip Muldari, yes. Mantra Plancy?
No.
Mantra, no. Okay. Jose, do you have a tally?
Yes, I have 11 yeses and 8 noes.
Thank you, Jose. The motion passes. We will have an executive session next time. So I think it's very important to answer the questions that Janine brought up and that others brought up. But some of it we cannot do in open session. And I would encourage you to read the legal cases that I sent out to you. As I actually talked to an employment attorney before this, so this isn't shooting from the hip on my part or anybody else on the task force. We're concerned about making sure that KPFA and the Pacifica Foundation is protected from any litigation regarding defamation. So check over the law cases that I sent, and we will we'll have an executive session and flesh this out more at our next meeting. And thank you all for being here and giving up this big part of your Saturday, and we will see you at our next meeting. Hopefully.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Christina.
Thank you, Christina, for sharing.
Thank you.
Move to adjourn.
Motion seconded?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
To adjourn.
No.
Four.
Yes.
Thank you.